It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and Republicans' longstanding promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act and replacement has hit some snags as conservatives and moderates in the Republican Party balk at many of the policies in their leadership's bill. President Trump is on Capitol Hill today trying to rally Republicans around the proposal, which he says might be the only chance to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's the ultimate sales job for the marketer in chief on Capitol Hill, as Republicans across the spectrum say they might not want to vote for this proposal. Over the past few months, we've been hearing from people who get their insurance through the Affordable Care Act and are watching this repeal process very closely. Today, we hear from someone who says she's worried.
My name is Fraser Speaks. I'm 27 years old, and I live in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm on ACA because I switched careers recently and decided to go back to graduate school, and I needed some sort of insurance, and ACA was the only thing that was available to me. I need insurance, most importantly, for mental health. I am diagnosed with major depressive disorder and type 2 bipolar. Care and treatment for mental illness is not cheap. And so if I was having to pay everything completely out of pocket, I don't think I would be able to afford it. And this is a life-saving thing that I need, you know, kind of a life or death situation. While I was switching careers, I didn't have insurance for a couple of months. And I actually had to be hospitalized again for that because during that time, I wasn't able to afford to go to all my therapy appointments, and my situation at the time just got pretty much out of control, and so I had to be hospitalized. Now I'm paying for that, and it's very, very pricey, so that adds a lot more stress to what I'm dealing with. You know, how am I going to afford to pay this off, and the amount of time I'm going to have to spend paying it off. The ACA is affordable for me based on my income. I pay about $100 a month, which I could choose to pay a lower premium, but the one I chose was based on what I need and what I can afford. So a time that I was very, very glad I had it is actually more of just kind of a every other week thing where I go to therapy. And so if I was paying out of pocket for that, it would be about $100 a visit. But right now, I'm paying $20 a visit, which is way more affordable and just easier to get by than paying $100, because I can't afford to spend $100 every other week on something that I actually really need. So that could be kind of life-threatening, or I could end up back in the hospital without having the proper care that I need. My conditions are considered pre-existing conditions, which is another thing that makes me thankful that I have ACA, because it covers pre-existing conditions. I have been following the repeal process, and honestly, it's pretty frightening. They admitted that, yes, this would affect mental health coverage. This makes me feel very frightened. I'm worried about myself if an insurance plan I decide to go on does not have to cover that, then how am I going to afford my treatment? And it's just kind of a scary situation because it's very unsure and unclear if it's actually going to go through and then how exactly it will end up affecting me.
That was Fraser Speaks from Charleston, South Carolina. She's in graduate school to become a guidance counselor, and she says she relies on the insurance in the Affordable Care Act to cover treatment for mental health conditions.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.